Yud Nissen, Thursday the 21st of March, Rabbi Yeshua Hartman, Pesach, the Timeless Jew.
Hi. Good morning, everyone. Okay, today's Yud Nissen, and the day of Yetzias Mitzrayim, that was the day of Shabbos HaGadol. Right? And they took the Korban Pesach and the animal and they tied it to the bed. So I would like just to bring out a point regarding Korban Pesach, because let's just point out that the centrality of Korban Pesach on the night that we came out of Mitzrayim, that's what we were doing. That's what we were involved with, bringing up Korban Pesach. We found two strange havaminas regarding Korban Pesach. It says in the Pasuk, Vayasu Bnei Yisrael, Ken Asu, what does Ken Asu come and tell you? That Moshe and Aaron also did a Korban Pesach. And otherwise, what would you have thought? Now they did do a Korban Pesach. Were they not Jewish? Do we have a special posting of Moshe and Aaron kept Shabbos? Do we have a special posting of Moshe and Aaron put on tefillin? I'm sure they did. But there's no posting, right? Do we have a special posting that they gave tzedakah? For sure they did. So how come we need a special posting to say that they did a Korban Pesach? Furthermore, we find also another strange havamina regarding Korban Pesach. Rashi brings up in Pashas Boy and in Pashas Baal Lescha, that if a ger is misgayer, on the day that he converts, he should make a Korban Pesach. We conclude, no. He'll do it when everybody else does it. He'll do it on Tezvav. V'chi agur itchem ger v'asa Pesach. V'asa Pesach, right? V'asa Pesach means he'll do a Korban Pesach, doesn't say the date. Nevertheless, v'ayah ki ezach ha'aretz, he should do it when everybody else does it. Now, do we ever have such a kind of havamina that someone who does Korban Pesach, I mean, as someone who converts, should blow shofar on the day that he converts, because to make up for the Rosh Hashanah that he missed. Nah. Do we have a havamina that he should fast on Yom Kippur, for the Yom Kippur that he missed? No, no such havamina. But nevertheless, when it comes to Korban Pesach, we have a havamina. Havamina means initial thought, that he should do a Korban Pesach. He converts in Chanukah, he should do a Korban Pesach in Chanukah. What does that mean? So we have two strange havaminas regarding Korban Pesach. But Rabbi Yisai, the answer is that the Maral brings out in Gvuras Hashem Perek Samach that the 10th plague is different than the other 9, the previous 9. In what way? That the 10th plague, we were in danger, and the previous 9, we were not. Did we have to do anything to save ourselves from Davut Svadei Akinim? No! It says in the Medrash that if a Jew and a Mitzri drank from one cup of water with two straws, the Egyptian drank dam, and the Yid drank the water. So we could have been so close to it and it did not affect us. But the 10th plague is different. Here we're in a sakana. And why? Why are we in a sakana, the 10th plague, which we were not in the previous time? A punch of the kasha. Why are the rules different regarding the 10th plague? So explains the Maral, without going into a deep Kabbalah, but for sure it's a Kabbalistic concept, since we say on the 10th plague, Ani v'lo malach, Ani v'lo saraf, Ani v'lo shaliach, that implies that on the previous 9 plagues they were done through a malach and a shaliach. And therefore, on the previous 9 plagues we had nothing to worry about because we are on a higher level than any malach and saraf. Even though we were Memphis Shavituma, but as Am Yisrael, since we're the children of Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov, that puts us a cut above all other sources of the Makkos regarding the first 9. If you live on the 10th floor and someone on the 9th floor, the 8th floor, is pouring colored water on people that are going walking. So who could be hit by the water? The one who's on the 4th floor, the 3rd floor, but not those who are walking in the streets, but not if you're on the 10th floor. You're above it. So like my Bubby would say, even though she lived in America about for 60 years, don't worry. There's nothing to worry about. You live on the 10th plague, on the 10th floor, sorry, you live on the 10th floor, you have nothing to worry about, the lower sources. But comes Makkos Pleuris, which came from Kisei HaKovod itself, from the 100th floor, the fact that you live on the 10th floor doesn't save you. With all due respect to Am Yisrael, they're inferior and lower than HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And anything which is not HaKadosh Baruch Hu dick is going to get it, including the Jewish people. That's the source of the danger of this night. So how will we save? Through Korban Pesach. Well, how did this save us? Because a king has teams, has teammates. A king has avodim. And through Korban Pesach, we switched our allegiance and we became his side. And if we're his teammates, he's not going to hit his teammates. But that's what Korban Pesach did. Korban Pesach, so early in the morning to be so tired? No, I'm not like, so early in the morning? Come on! We just got it! Okay. The Seder? So Korban Pesach is what does it. It makes us Avdei Hashem. The proof of it is, it's the only mitzvah in the Torah, which is called Avodah. From the 630 mitzvahs, Chazal called all korbanos Avodah. Or all relationship with Hashem, Avodas Hashem. But one mitzvah out of Taryak, to call it Avodah. Ma ha-Avodah azos lachem. Va'avadata es ha-Avodah azos, it's only said by Korban Pesach. That's the Maral's remark on Rosh Hashanah HaGadol. We don't find any other mitzvahs called Avodah in its own right. Just Korban Pesach. Why? Because Korban Pesach made us Avodim. The word Avodah comes from the word Eved. Nachon? I'll give you an example. If you sell me your Eved Knaini, and we agreed on the price, and we agreed on everything, and I ask him, please make for me a cup of tea. And he does it, he becomes my Eved. Now he'll do throughout the year another 612 cups of tea. Yeah, why did I take the number 612? That's a good kishmaka number. Now, what would you say is the difference between that first cup of tea and the 612 that followed? The first cup of tea, because he made the tea, he became an Eved. Another 612, because he's an Eved, he made the cup of tea. So on the other 612, there's no room to differentiate between cup of tea number 38 versus cup of tea 427. They're all under the umbrella, you're an Eved, you do what you're told. But that first cup of tea, that made you an Eved. Right? The first cup of tea that Am Yisrael offered to HaKadosh Baruch Hu was Korban Pesach. And that's how come we were saved, and that's how come it's called an Avodah, because it defined who we are. So I would have thought that a ger, when he converts, he has to do a Korban Pesach any day that he converts. Like he does a Bris Milah the day that he converts. And we did a Bris Milah and Korban Pesach together. So maybe you should do a Korban Pesach also. It's part of our identity. Kamash Malan. No, he'll wait for everybody else, and he'll join Am Yisrael the way they are. Similarly, I would have had a Havamina that Moshe and Aaron do not have to bring a Korban Pesach. Since they're representing a Kodesh Baruch Hu anyway for the last year, going in and out the palace of Paro, so maybe they're already on a Kodesh Baruch Hu side anyway. They don't need the Korban Pesach to flip him over to Hashem. They're there anyway. Kamashwa, no, they still have to do it. Why? As a representative of Kodesh Baruch Hu, that's from 9 to 5, office hours. But Eved Hashem is 24/7. So Mimele, the two Havaminas are understood. Now all what I said today is just an Hagdama. I understood today from the Torah way, where's Dudi? I just saw him walk in. From Dudi, that today I go on for like about an hour and a half, right? That's what I understood. Okay, so this is just an Hagdama. Okay, drink your tea. Okay, obviously if you want a shluff, you'll have a good shluff now. It'll take a while. Okay, obviously. I want to ask Bechila for Gezel Sheina if I'm waking up anybody. Okay, obviously. So let's bite our teeth into Korban Pesach. The halachas of any mitzvah bring out its essence. That's how you say it. What are the halachas of Korban Pesach? So if you go, if you have a musical ear, so you hear, the animal has to be 1 year old. The bais echad yochel. You can't break a bone. It has to be roasted and not cooked. What are all these halachas echoing? One. That's what the Maral says. Look, they all mean one. Don't break a bone, because if you break a bone, it gets into a few pieces. B'bayis echad yachel kibshutai. It's an animal which is a day old. A year old, sorry. One. And he goes, all the halachas are echoing one, one, one. You know, there's a song of Pirche Miami from 20, 25 years ago. Yerachmiel Begon. One, 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 one. The only one, one. Everybody knows it? Okay, after the shiur, we'll sing it. So that's Hashem, everybody says. So it's all echoing that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is one. That's what the Maral says. This has to be explained. Usually the korban reflects who the makriv is. Not the one that you bring the korban to. It's Yadua. The dugma, by a soita, he has a maisa behema, therefore she brings a minchasur, a sarim, which is a maichel behema. It's known that a goy, even though he says, I want to bring shlami, the gemara menachos stafayin gimel amud beis, he has to bring an oila. Because that's his essence, that everything goes to Hashem. Libur la shemayu, says the gemara. A Jew can bring shlamim. Shlamim comes from the word shalom. Everybody, it's divided into three parts. To the makrib, he gets a third of the animal. After he spoke on the Kohanim. A korban, tell me who you are, and I'll tell you what your korban is. Or the other way around, tell me what your korban is, and I'll tell you who you are. And this thing, Yisrael, the Rambam says over and over again, the korban reflects the makrib. Suddenly, by korban Pesach, it's not reflecting the makrib, rather, it's reflecting the one that you're bringing it to. That Kodesh Baruch Hu's echad. Well, why is that so? And furthermore, all korbanos are brought to Kodesh Baruch Hu. Baruch Hashem, they're all brought to Kodesh Baruch Hu. So how come only korban Pesach is saying, hey, you're bringing this to Kodesh Baruch Hu? Who's one? So these are two questions which we have to understand once we explain, once the Baal explains that the halachas of korban Pesach reflect that one, because Kodesh Baruch Hu is one. Yeah, but A is supposed to reflect the makrib. B, all korbanos are brought to the one of a Kodesh Baruch Hu, the oneness of Hashem. So how come they don't have halachas that echo this one? So listen, there's really something very chashuv here to define. Bemet, which I think is the essence of a little bit of Pesach. Not a little bit, of what it's about. What does it mean, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is one? So let's try to explain it. In simple pasuk pshat, he is one, meaning not two. That's what it means? It means, so if my hat is one, so it's the same echad? No, there's other hats. But let's say my hat, the way it looks, and with the stains, it's a unique. There's no other hat in the world like that. So it's also one. What does it mean that Abraham is one? So the Sifri Chassidus speak about it. Began the Maharal, I think, is the first one who said it. In the beginning of Rosh Hashanah Sagadol. Says, you know what it means that Kodesh Baruch Hu is one? That he's the only show in town. Ein oid milvadoi. The only real reality in the Pliya is HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And everything else, its reality is defined based on how much it's connected to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The more a person or a Messias is connected to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it's the real thing. Not Coke. The real thing. Masha Enken, a Russia, even Bechayev, Karoi Mes. Why? Because he's disconnected from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Vatem hadveikim b'Hashem Elokeichem chayim kulchem ayom. What's called chay? If he's dovek b'Hashem. Why? Because the only real reality, the only meaningful reality is the Eibishter. And everything else is defined as much as it reflects about the Eibishter. So since we say, Sha'akol bora lichvodai, so everything is reflecting something about HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Right? That's what Echad means. Echad means, like it's brought down the Nefesh HaChaim as Gula, the Brisk Rebbe used to do it during the World War II. If there was a Sakana with the Goyim, he would say, Ein Oid Milvadoi, and that means it's a Zgula to be saved from anything else. The only true reality is HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So meaning, there's not a table here? There is. So, but the table is here just to show something about HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Every fruit shows something about Hashem. The Pirkei Shira. Everything is reflecting something about HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The only real mitzias, the only meaningful mitzias, is HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And your mitzias is defined vis-a-vis how much you're connected to the real thing. That's what Echad means. Right? What's Am Yisrael in this role? What role does Am Yisrael play in this Echad? Let's bring it out. Rav Futna says. The Gemara says in Maseches Yuma, on Daf Samach Tes Amud Beis, that the Nevi'im, Yirmiyahu and Daniel refused to say that they have attributes of Gibor v'Nara because they said, we see the destruction. Where's this Gibor? Where's this Nara? That's the Gemara in Yuma, right? Daf Samach Tes Amud Beis. So next time when you hear someone ask you the question, the painful question, where was the Eibishter during the Shoah? Tell them it's a good question, but the Gemara asks it. And you must have some chesed with ways. Black and white. The Gemara asked it. That Yirmiyahu and Daniel said, where was he? Gibor v'Nara, where? Look at the destruction. Where was he? Where's his Gvura? Where's his Nara? Ad shebao anshe knesak d'ele v'amru. And they replied, hen hen eroisa, v'hen hen gvurasa. His Nora is that he's awesome. Otherwise, how could one nation exist amongst other nations? Or one sheep amongst other 70 wolves? And what's his Gvura? That he allows these terrible things to happen. Al-Pchin of Ezu Agibar, Kravesh Yitzra. Look up the Gvura, you'll see. That's what you're supposed to have in mind when you say today, Gibor Venara. Gibor means that he contains himself, constrains himself, and he allows things to happen, even though he could stop it like this. And Nora is, how do you explain the existence of the Jewish people if it's not that they're afraid? The Goyim were afraid of whom? Of a Kodesh Baruch Hu. Right? That's what the Gemara says. I want to ask you a Pashut question. Hashem Echad, says the Gemara, it's Bayom Ahu, Hashem Echad. Ask the Gemara, Pesachim Daf Nun, Atu Aidna, Lav Echad, now is that what? What do you mean, Bayom Ahu, Hashem Echad? Answers the Gemara, this world you don't see it so clearly. On good service you say Atu Vameiti, on the other ones you say Dayana Emes. He's written one way, Yudke Bavke, but expressed Adnus. So Bayom Ahu, Hashem Echad. Uh-huh. So the Nevi'im that say, I say only what I see, that was their policy, Yirmiyahu and Daniel. And that's like when they omitted the titles, Gibor Benara. How did they say Echad? I want to ask Yirmiyahu and Daniel the following question. Rabbi Yirmiyahu and Rabbi Daniel, you only say what you see? Yeah, that's what Gemara says. They're true people. If they didn't see it, they didn't say it. Uh-huh. Do you say Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad every morning? Yeah. Hashem Echad? It's only Bayom Ahu. How do you say it now? Muzmet Zogin, you have to say that you see Echad already now a little bit as well. Where do you see it? Where do you see Hashem Echad if the Gemara says Bayom Ahu Hashem Echad? What does that mean? I want to ask another question on Shema Yisrael. The first two words, Shema Yisrael, which are translated in English, Hear, O Israel, right? That's the translation? What does it mean? Does it mean, hey, you? Come out. Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad? That's what it means? So how come you don't say Shema Yisrael, put on tefillin? Shema Yisrael, keep Shabbos? Shema Yisrael, don't speak Lashon Hara? I can say Shema Yisrael on Tariq Mitzvahs. So how come only when it comes to Kabbalah's Ol Malchus Shemayim, we say Shema Yisrael? Hear, O Israel. Which means, Yitabid, come on, Ichvel Zogin, Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. That's what Shema Yisrael means? Nah. Well, it plays an central role because there's two big letters in Shema Yisrael. What are the two big letters in Shema Yisrael? The Ayin and Dalet, right? Which represents Ed. Ed, testimony. And the Ayin is in the word Shema, so I guess Shema is really important because that's where you stuck the Ayin, which is the whole essence of this Pasuk. So, Rabbi, what does this mean? To bring out this Nakuda, Am Yisrael shows the world not only that there's a God, but that He's one. How do they do it? Let's give a mashal for this. It's Yadua that the yachas between Am Yisrael and the Goyim is the yachas of Eretz Yisrael and Chutz Laaretz. The Goyim says that a few times. So if that's the yachas between the two, let's look a second at Eretz Yisrael and the yachas to Mitzrayim vis-a-vis water. I'm an American, I say water. The British say water, right? How do they say it?
Water.
How do they say it? Water. Okay, I say water. Water. Regarding the matzav of water, Eretz Yisrael and Egypt, let's give a look. In Mitzrayim, they have the Nile. If it won't rain for 50 years, hem sudarim, they're okay. Eretz Yisrael is lematar ha-shamayim kishtemayim. If it rains, we have what to drink. And if not, we don't. We have a little kinneret, a few cups of tea, that's what we have. That's the kinneret. We don't have any natural resources like under, over, no. And Switzerland, no, bonus. If the Ebershter gives water, we have. If he doesn't, we don't have. No alternatives. That's what we have. I remember when I was in Eretz Yisrael, they were speaking about, there was a year that they didn't have water, that they're going to buy water from Turkey. That's how it was about 10 years ago. Remember? Today, would you buy water from Turkey? The water that he wants to sell us, I won't drink. I don't know what he put into it. Eretz Yisrael, if the Ebershter gives, yes. If he doesn't give, N. Ephes. N. There's no alternative to what he gives us. This is a mashal to the kiyum of Am Yisrael. Am Yisrael is, if HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives us the juice, speaking about water, if he gives us the juice, we could beat some cherub in one night. 186,000 people were killed in one night. And if HaKadosh Baruch Hu takes away, Chas V'Shalom, he disconnects the plug, and there's nothing left. Zero. Ephes. Could you come up with your own initiative? No, if HaKadosh Baruch Hu disconnect the plug, we can't do anything. That's Hashem Echad. Am Yisrael illustrates to the world. Look at us and we'll show you that Hashem is Echad. How do you see it? Says the Maral in Netzach Yisrael Perigut Aleph, by the fact that we said Na'aseh v'Nishma and not Nishma v'Na'aseh. What's the big difference between the two? What's the big, the Goyse Nachkemina? Tzvish Na'aseh v'Nishma and Nishma v'Na'aseh. So what would you say, Rabbi Yisrael?
Unconditional.
What does Nishma mean? We'll understand. So if we would have said Nishma v'Na'aseh, what would that mean? You know, we'll hear, we'll understand, and if we like it, yeah, we'll come. We'll join. But that means I'm the one to decide. I'm putting myself in the center. Nasa and Ishmael, I'm doing regardless. I'd like to understand, but it's not a prerequisite. Says the Maharal, that's one example that we show Hashem Echad. We have nothing of our own. The Eber says that, we do. You understand, you don't understand. It doesn't make enough kamina. I remember once when I first came to Hasmel, I told the boys that, api halacha, it's better to stand up doing chazaras hashatz. That was api halacha. The yeshivas, they stand up doing chazaras hashatz. There's a term to sit down, but young boys could stand up doing chazaras hashatz. And Rabbi Yoshi, by the way, at Sof Yomov, stood up doing chazaras hashatz. When he was 101, he still stood up. I saw it with my own eyes. One boy, I saw him sitting down, I say, so I went over to him, I said, I couldn't talk during Chazaras Hashatz, but I asked him after davening, Makara. No, if I don't understand what I'm doing, I don't do it. Oh. Really? So you're saying Nishma Manasa, but I'm Yisrael said Nasa Nishma. It's Allah, I do understand, I don't understand, I'm doing it. That he's batlus is Hashem Echad. Hashem Echad means there's nothing but HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And what's my existence? Nothing. I echo the fact that there's nothing but Hashem. That's what Am Yisrael does. That's one way how it's brought up. That Am Yisrael shows the world, look at our history, look at our track record, you'll see, Hashem Echad. It's our history totally cannot be understood if you without that phenomena. Do you know of any other nation that came back to its homeland after 2,000 years? Do you know any nation that could exist for 2,000 years outside its home? Do you think the Indians one day are going to come back to America? And how many years passed by since they're out? 200-300 years? Do you think Obama should lose sleep on the fact that the Indians maybe one day come back to Washington, D.C.? No, chash. But the Yidden did come back. What's the pshat? It's not us, it's HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we're the Noisei Kelim of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The word Echad, says the Maharal, look at the letters, are reflecting on Israel. He says the Aleph is Keneged Yaakov Avinu, the Chet are the Shvatim Bnei Ha'imois, six of Leah and two of Rachel, and Dad of Bnei HaShvachis. Now this may sound to you as a Hasidic word. It's a Rashi and Chumash. At the end of the Akedah. Milka Gamhi Hishvita, she also had 8 and 4 of the children, 8 from the Isha and 4 from Pilegesh, and also other Shvatim were 8 and 4. That Rashi is speaking about the word Echad. You hear what Daniel? Echad is us. Okay? Good. The Melech, my boy said, I'll give you another example how the Maharal brings it up, and everybody could understand what I'm alluding to. It says in Parshas B'chukosai, V'rotfu mikem chamisha mea, u'mea mikem revava yirdofu. Right? 5 yidden could run after 100 goyim, and 100 yidden could run after 10,000 goyim. Says Rashi, the numbers don't work out. If 5 could go after 100, the ratio is 1 to 20. So 100 could go after 2,000. How did it jump up to 10,000? And says Rashi, well, Eino Doyme Rabbi Moisim is a Tere L'Mu'at Mizana. There's some kind of mystical schus of Rabbi that it's just so much more. There's a word for it in English that like it multiplies so much more. Exponential, that's the word I'm looking for. Very good. X something. Good, Omeza. Okay, let's go on. Nachon, ask Rabbi Yom Mizrahi, ask Rabbi, I understand something. Rashi steps one, help me with another, with the pasuk that has the same problem. It says when we're losing Nebuch and Parshas Hazinu, how could one guy go after 1,000 yidden and two after 10,000 yidden? Also, the other numbers don't work out. One guy should go after 1,000, so two after 2,000. How did he get up to 10,000? What are you going to say there? Ain't no doubt with two going doing mitzvahs to one guy doing mitzvahs. That's not shaykh. So what are we going to say there? Say here. Answers the Maharal, you know what he says? When goyim lose a war, they still fight back to the last drop of blood. When Yidden lose a war, they don't fight back. Why not? Are they coward? No, nothing to do with coward. Why do we lose wars? Because the other side's stronger? Nah, no one's stronger than HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So why do we lose wars? Because HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us over. Once he gave us over, there's nothing left. So there's nothing, Ephes. That's Hashem Echad. take out a battery from their phone. Will the phone work? No. Try to play with the buttons. Fine, nothing will happen. I promise you. If you disconnect from the source of your energy, there's nothing left. So by going, it makes a lot of sense. One goy could go after 1,000. Two goy could go after 10,000. You know why? It's al pi ha-teva. They've eaten on fighting back. I can say the following. And you're in a kibbutz, one guy could collect 1,000 apples a day. Two could collect 10,000 apples a day. How? If it's one, he falls asleep. You're not familiar with that phenomenon. It's such a kind of thing. Oh, they fall asleep and whatever. But if it's two, so one's mechazik the other, blah, blah, blah. They could do 10,000. How come the apples don't fight back? Because apples don't fight back. They don't. So therefore, there's no problem in that pasuk in Azinu. It's all al pi ha-teva. When HaKadosh Baruch Hu disconnected the plug, we have nothing to say. That's a rhetorical question in Parshas Hazino. I think it's the only time the Torah asks a rhetorical question. Echayir dof echad elef v'shnayim v'nisur v'vava. Answers the Torah. Im lo, ki tzuram mecharam v'ashem izgiram. But when goyim lose, they're anshei teva. They still fight back. Because naturally you fight back. Also animals fight back. So that's like a true that we went up from 5 to 100. But the grain went up from 100 to 2,000. The ratio should have been kept. Next time someone asks you, how come the Jews didn't fight back? Remember this, Maral. Just remember it. It's the Shem Echad that Am Yisrael represents. It's Lo Lechinam that Leila Seder and Tisha B'Av are the same night. Monday night this year. They both represent Hashem Echad. We have nothing of our own. If HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives us the Jews, Hashem Ilachem Lachem V'Atim Tachishun. And if He doesn't, nada. It's like Eretz Yisrael without rain. Nothing. You don't have the initiative? No. No. So how come in the worst to get to they have the initiative? Because they are Kodesh Baruch Hu gave the Jews. And why did He give it to other ones? I don't know. And what's your explanation? The other Jews were more brave than the other ones. No, that's not the pshat. That's what it is. Hashem Echad. So Am Yisrael reflects to the world that there's nothing but a Kodesh Baruch Hu. So let's go back now to Korban Pesach. The Maharal says, all the halachas of Korban Pesach are coming to bring out the idea that Hashem's one. We ask, no, but a Korban's supposed to show the Makriv, not who we bring it to. Name. It's showing us. We're representing Hashem, that's one. Not Him. A Korban doesn't reflect the one you're bringing it to. It's us. And what do we have to say? Hashem Echad. We say nothing of our own. We say everything's Him. It's us. Why Dafka Korban Pesach? Because that's the night that we were born. So, the beginning sets the tone. We're defining who we are. Korban Pesach, from day one, has saved us from Makkos Baris. Because there's nothing of us, but we're all Hashem. It's us. I once told the Olam that in Shidduchim, I was once going out with a girl 35 years ago. She was a Talmidav, Robertson David, a BJJ in Yerushalayim. Rebbetzin David is the daughter of Rebbetzin Zitzel. Then Rebbetzin was alive. So she says she has a question to Rebbetzin David. Rebbetzin David's married to Rebbe Yonatan David, who's a giant in his own right, who's the Talmud of Rebbetzin. So she says, Rebbetzin David's always quoting the Rosh Hashiva, her father. Shouldn't a married woman also quote her husband? Why is she quoting Rosh the father? I said, you're missing the point. She's quoting her husband. But the husband says also the Rosh Hashiva, because he's the Talmud of Rebbetzin. She's quoting him, but that's what he says. He says the whole time, the Rosh Hashiva. Okay, he's a lot more than that. I'm just giving a mashal. Am Yisrael reflects and shows to the world Hashem Echad. Mimele Rabbi Yisai, and other Kabbonis, we don't have this. And this is a message for generations. From day one, you want to be saved? Cleave to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and just know that we have nothing but HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Eretz Yisrael has nothing but the water from Hashem. Our whole existence is what HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives us, Zemayesh. What HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't give us, we don't have. I'll really give up, Rabbi Yisai, just one more last point. When Rashi says, Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad, so let's go back. What does Shema Yisrael mean? Shema Yisrael doesn't mean, hey you. It means, you are the ones to show Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad. The word Ed means, you bring out a concept. Eidus is that it's you, it's on you. That's what Ed means. Shema Yisrael, duch the Yidden, through Am Yisrael, you see Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad. That's like I'm here, it says, Hashem Elokeinu, Shema Yisrael, and not in other mitzvahs. Rashi says Hashem Elokeinu now is only our God. La'asidlova will be echad. So l'chor it means we're the only ones who recognize him now. Later on, all umas olam will recognize him. The lumbus in Rashi is more. Now you see echad only by us. And the world to come, the whole world will echo Hashem Echad. Oh, but the Vaila, meanwhile, where do you see Hashem Echad? Through Am Yisrael. So the Nevi'im didn't say Gibor Benara, yes, because there was no sign of it yet. But they had no problem saying Hashem Echad. Just look at us, they saw it. It's as tangible as could be. Hashem Echad is Am Yisrael. That's the arsot of our nifsias. How come we're going to live forever and ever? Mark Twain's question, the immortality of the Jewish people, what's their secret? You know what our secret is? That there's nothing but HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu lives forever. If we would have had any exterior identity, chutz from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that part would have died, like anything else in the world dies. The only thing that doesn't die is HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And Am Yisrael, they have nothing but representing HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's how come we're guaranteed that all the Hamans and Hitlers, Yimach Shmon V'Zichron, will never be successful. Never. Because we are nothing but a mouthpiece of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And he is Netzchi, Nitzchi, we're also Nitzchi. Rabbi said we should be Zoyche, Mitz Hashem, Le'echol, Me'apsochim, Azochim, and I have a feeling that she is over. No. Kol Tov, Rabbi said, Chag Kosher V'Sameach, Kol Tov.